O my God and Lord, my only desire is to live in such a way that after death I may enter into heaven. I also know full well that whoever wants to follow the Lamb into glory must also follow him here living on earth. When I ponder this, I am concerned for my salvation. I see before me many who would become my guides. Satan invites me by his allurement to follow him. The world places before my eyes its examples, its ways, its society. I ask, O Jesus, then, that I would follow you. Then I shall pursue the safest, best, and most blessed way. I would follow you in faith, love, humility, obedience, godliness, and chastity. You have left us an example that we should follow your footsteps. Your example should be constantly before my eyes, teaching me to love and honor my Father in heaven, and to do his holy will, to love my fellow human beings, and to do good to them, to readily forgive my enemies, to be humble, to learn from you who are gentle and lowly in heart. Let this love be my sacred purpose, and give me the strength to accomplish it. Remind me of such things at all times, so that when I see before me the vile behavior, speech, and vanities of the wicked, I may ask, where are you going, O world? Your way is not directed toward Jesus. Help me always to inquire of myself, is this the true way? Help me always to remember who I am and who I ought to be. I am called to be a child of God, a follower of Jesus. I am called to keep myself unspotted from the world. Help me constantly to persevere in this mindset and to follow you even until death. Make me to walk in thy commands. 'Tis a delightful road. Nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my God. Amen. From the prayers of Pastor Stark in Stark's Prayer Book.